show up.
Word up, word up.
Watch out with your next set.
Hey, yo, Green.
Yeah, what's good?
Seeing that it's 2006.
Uh-huh.
And this being the honor that it is.
Word.
I figured I'll take it and teach the kids.
Watch out with your damn.
Out here on these streets, all we got is gun clips, dirty chicks, and niggas that snitch.
That's what's up.
Can't forget about the drug strips.
No doubt. Yo,
I see myself as the holy resurrection upon. If I ain't that, then you ain't one. Rapper that's lyrical slash Latin political past. Rapping with visuals past Malcolm and Finnegal past. Platinum is hard, but I speak the truth. Inspire to teach the youth, defy to heat the booth. I'm high to beat the loop. The system and trash are sin. They tackle a rapper sin. These shackles and pack a sin. The back of the black is in. I'm packing the Mac again like capital punishment. Hugging the gunnymen, running and ducking from the government. They dying to cuff me up, lock me down, touch me up, cock the pound. Bust me up, stop my sound, hush me up. But I shall never hold my tongue. Before that, I roll my blunt and load my gun. Give a kiss to my daughter, tell my mother I love her. And blow the brains out a couple dirty cops undercover. Crooked detectives is foul, how they booking the rest. Us for cooking and stretching, we just trying to feed our kids. The streets crazy wild, plus it get crazy foul. Listen when I say it now. Come and float with me, have a toast with me. Put your Dutch in the air, come on and smoke with me. I get so high, I dive through the clouds. So I need a parachute just to come back down. And I float, float through the town. The tires roll back, the windows roll down. I smoke about an O a day, nothing but that drawing haze. On that Remy shit, high till I hit the cage. And I blaze since 9-3, so why change? My eyes red, my cup filled like Lil Wayne. I can feel the raindrops when I'm getting wet. Come and get high with the kid, cause I want you to. Told him, son, your album's so cold, I'm numb. Finna go plat, but if I go gold just once, I cop enough cocaine guns to open trunk. Towers of my own, then I control the slums. Where the birds and the rats and the roaches from. Far as rap goes, I'm the coldest one. Just give me the mic, I'll show you the soul of pun. Like, I grip the mini-matic, erratically spattered families, snatches vanity, violated, could've managed me. They don't really want it, would turn me Montana, be sniffing Danity Kane. Till insane is reality, my pain is reality. Gripping this mic, after me, other rappers don't sound that tight. Ology in a place with Bun B, and we got what it takes to rock the mic right.
This is how we, 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 this is how we. Bushes like a jack boy, better watch your back boy. The king of the drill is in the building, killing the track boy. Act boy like you want to it, get smack boy, head crack boy. Thought you knew it, matter fact boy, you in the wrong place with the wrong one. On a short pin, you bout to walk the long one. Sing a sad song, son, play your violin too. You preach it to the choir, G, I'm about to end you. Bum be the best that did it and still doing it. Cut on the track in a black and blue in it. Ruin it like a wet dream, better keep it moving like a jet stream. With me a terminology, I think get cream. We on the next scheme. Why you still playing in the first? Dying of thirst. I pour out a bottle for Pimp C. UGK for life. Nothing above it. With Premier on the beat and terminology. You gotta love it. Love this, it. Is how we,
this is how we.
This is how we.
This is how we.
This is how we. This is how we.
DJ King Flow.
Full stand.
baby, yeah, I grew up on that welfare. Pot of cheese, pot of milk, yeah, we went through hell here. And it's poor healthcare, and it never felt fair. Mama get the belt, yeah, leave a couple welts, yeah. With your legs, not your face, so they can't tell, yeah. Feeling like the Fresh Prince, before he went to Bel Air. Trouble all around, Cuddy's caught up in the spell here. Baby face killers with a pocket full of shells here. Schools was condemned, if not, they undercredited. Crack dealers giving out credit where they was peddling. AIDS spreading with no cure and no medicine. Straight devilish, targeting those with melanin. Politicians give no care, they embezzling. Found a buried treasure in hip-hop, it's credited. For turning ghetto kids into millionaires. Thank God, cause in the end, the glory is his.
I do it for the hood, I do it for the ghetto. This is for the ones on their hustle, trying to make it out the struggle. Ooh, this one for my brothers on the yard. Single ladies, I know it's hard. Trust me, if I ever said it, then I think just that. I need to get it and I'm bringing it back. This my era, era.
Night Crusaders, Gorvo Midnight.
DJ King Flow.
They raised me, judging by the come up, made me a little crazy. Sundown to sun up, weather was rather hazy. I croon under moon to entune to persuade me. Sirloin steak and potatoes, it's all gravy. But go to war over the blues, it'll get navy. Written in paisley, upgraded by daily. Too naive, way past the navel within your lady. Up in Alaya, flying with Princess Leia. Shoes the same color as pink salt Himalaya. Land Quakers, no entry without a gate up. To live comfortably as can be, for show you ways to raise the bucks. Couldn't forget the dough, forest living foliage. Immediate threat through the grapevine, though we know he is. Clover soil, such abundance and luck, no enjoying it. We don't have any space for you fun guy, get over it.
Then another $2,000 on his back, but it's what he asked for.
DJ King Flow.
And then a lady with a baby came with the crazy and changed him. Sentence got even longer when that lady came saving him. But the prom was off and she caught him but started coughing. It might be too much, I might be too much. I'm fighting off demons from that night I screwed up. The life that I live isn't quite the move. But tell me how you see.
How you see it, baby?
Is this life that we live exactly as you dreamt? Does the rain sound as good when your jacket is drenched? This the worst of the worst, but we get past the attempt if we work at it.
Work at it.
I used to be a little bit of a work addict. I think I lost myself, stopped myself. I used to be a little driven, but I lost the belt. Got myself in some positions I should off myself. Whoa. Stop right there. Pockets may be empty, but that's lost right there. And the cost of what was friendly just got stopped by fear. Wait, what's wrong, Cole? Tough, it's just a song, Cole. Everything is good, you should have known this was a long road. Damn.
DJ King Flow.
It's just so much I gotta go through, bro.
All I ever wanted was a rollie, so I went and got it bust down.
Let's go.
I went and got it bust down. I went and got it bust down. I went and got it. All I ever wanted was a rollie, so I went and got it bust down.
All I ever wanted, my
back to back, pulling trucks out. We don't get no fucks now.
Fuck.
We was down in the trenches, but we out now.
Yeah, from rollies to the paddocks, I'm like Kobe versus the Mavericks. Coke, we had the package till the police tried to grab us.
Damn.
You reach for it, you gon' meet this semi-automatic. Like tripping at your graduation, how you get embarrassed, nigga? Presidential rollies, stay at it and get to squinting. And when she eat me up in the office, I'm William Clinton.
Clean
the whole jewelry store out like penicillin.
Clean.
Diamonds on Kyrie ever since she was infamilin. The first time I slid through the district, couldn't afford it.
I seen it through the window, took pics, act like I bought it. Went back to the project, told Poppy front me a quarter. He said he liked to swim, shit, I'm coming back with some water. More. Make sure you bust it down like your mama cooked. Diamonds studded the face, they gotta look. Green box, got the book. This the 44, white people ask me about it. I ain't never walked up in Rolex and seen it crowded.
All I ever wanted was a Rollie, so I went and got it bust down. I went and got it bust down. I went and got it bust down. I went and got it. All I ever wanted was a Rollie, so I went and got it bust down.
All I ever wanted, my
nigga. Back, pull them trucks out. We don't get no fucks now. We was down in the trenches, but we up now.
Hey, your boy gave him bussies when y'all was in Dave and Buster's. You niggas still with shorties and we was your favorite hustlers. My jeweler gave him clusters, they dancing like they was Usher. And back then you had to be braver than David Justice or Greg Maddox. We was up late with addicts. A couple flips and these rollies gonna upgrade the paddock. I watched it happen. Check my wrists if you think I'm capping. This cost too much to do that dabbing with the finger snapping. Nah. This is grown man timing. Shit that make you give a handshake with no damn diamonds. The yellow Prezi Trump, the chocolate face Kamala. Arabic numerals, I might Osama ya. I do the red face, it's a blush down. When I do the rainbow bezel, it's a sus down. Mommy trying to kick it after like a touchdown. And Rosa gonna sit up in his back, it ain't a bust now.
All I ever wanted was a Rollie, so I went and got it bust down. I went and got it bust down. I went and got it bust down. I went and got it all I ever
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Zipping on the blue and catching breath with my crewin. But I gotta maintain. Through the darkness. Maintain.
Ripping a headbang like Cliff, shred a BC Rich. You simpletons couldn't keep up with the chords that I rip. So I'm combining two genres just to rock you like a corpse dead stiff. Your opinion couldn't be less of a disturbance. I've got my pen on sheet, there was a long road to earn this. So I'm kicking raw word, playing stereophonic. Coming straight on my face like some lyrical vomit. Brace your fucking back for this grotesque sonic. Kiss of death, and there's not much time left. With 30 coffin nails poking out of your chest. I'm sipping Louis XIII with some of the best. In the back of Ruth Chris, yo, pass me the check. Put some respect on my name and that's that. Or get a cannoli-sized bullet in the back of your cap, bitch.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the brew and catching breath with my crew in.
Like a plot by Clyde Barker. When I walk up fast, attack bricks with fat tip marker. Let's hit the street, help raise the beat. Pull out the crate, throw up the ink. It's looking bleak, I'm on the fucking brink. Every day is Halloween to me. I'm cracking out the warlock and I'm shredding silent scream. It's a lifestyle choice, I'm wearing chains like Kerry King. Posted up in Stone Island at the Colorado Springs, bitch. You are now entering another dimension. This is a case of pure demonic possession. Throw up your horns, it's oblique in the session. Throw up your horns, it's oblique in the session. The bass is bumping ample just to leave your limbs trampled by a dude with no remorse. None. Over roughly cut samples. The situation just went from bad to worse. The full moon is peeking through, just look at all of my fur. Location unknown, it's skull and crossbones. Slipping through the fucking fog like I'm H.H. Holmes. Fuck a mumble rap, Donnie Brasco. Pussy going up against an unstable Italian asshole. It's looking bleak, bitch. You are now entering another dimension. This is a case of pure demonic possession. Throw up your horns, it's oblique in the session.
Run something clean, keep the windows, yeah. City in run. Run something clean, keep the windows, yeah. City in run. Run something clean, run. spent. Now they wonder where he went. Foes is poking over lines. Trunk is up in fifth recline. Lost be quick to jump behind. Riding slab is not a crime. Going crazy through them lanes. I ain't flipping nothing plain. Didn't have shit to my name. Still was pulling out on things. That is how we play the game. Third coast, we do the most. Talking bread, I need a loaf. And when you get it, keep the toast. Catch me up on 45 or 59. I'm getting mine. MLK, I'm coming dining on the stair. The niggas shine. I ain't got that type of time. I gotta get back to the work. With them M's, ain't trying to flirt. I gotta have it till the dirt. Out the city where it's slow, but we be getting to it quick. Fuck whoever hating on you. Get your money, make them sick. Like them all, the slim and thick. They can fit the body big. See me rolling something clean. You couldn't do it how we did now. She been there for days. Started with nothing, I got a little something. They putting it all in their face. These niggas be fronting, they know how we coming. I'm putting them all in their place. Snakes. Never no one who gon' act like I done it. I only done had me a taste. Bunch of them talking and singing, they running, but really be running in place. Plays. Jump in the lack, screen gonna jump out the back. Rolling it up out the sack, they reaching for that. Shit, I might reach for the strap. Kill them and leave it at that. I'm vibing alone, cover my body in chrome. Seeing me probably blown, throwing them stones. Boy, I done made your hormones. Smell my cologne in your home. Feet to the street, most of these niggas be weak. They already peaked, we playing for keeps. They only talking to sneak. I don't be hearing the peep. Niggas be fronting and strutting and cuffing. They doing the shit that they rhyme about. Never the one, and I ain't with the bluff. And you fuck around and you gon' find out, nigga.
Competing with me, but I ain't even know it. A fool's errand, everyone knows my grind is goated. Demeanor stoic, to the game remain devoted. I'm the candy coated, most quoted, known as the poet poet. Pockets bloated, often noted, how I pull a poking. Apple over silver soaking, yeah, the beast has been awoken. It's the Mr. Woven, defreeze of my mind frozen. His turn like a token when you see me coasting. I'm known as the Texas Moti, hyping it with the icy breath. On the low, I'm high as heck, quiet as kept. Quiet as kept. They biting my style harder than a beach pit. Crash dummies can't handle my wave like a beach ship. Somebody better than me, nah, I doubt it. But the waiting room to take my spot is crowded. We routed the path to paper off cause God allowed it. But don't get it twisted, I been about it. Gonna talk about it.
Talk about it. Go on and talk about it. Go on and talk about it.
Got drafted out of JUCO, spooked by the door. Black fist, about the color of my new bow. Nigga been a boss since I was walking around in Hugo. Honey say a nigga Fugo. International star, the bars make a move like Menudo. Used to move weight like a sumo. So don't make dude draw two like a new game of Uno. Not number two, I'm the Uno. Show enough spit, then a spin kick judo. Hoes see a nigga on the strip, make him strip just a chulo shit. 24 karat drip like I'm Bruno Mars. Respect that I get set back, cause my cuts have like a deck of cards. Let the dough stack, nigga, can't forget the carbs. Fuck with me, only fuck Nikki if she offered up my nose.
Yeah, I came in as a 10, then a 5.
Then a 5.
Yeah.
Cypher, born more knowledge, sniper,
perfect game.
teach better. Holy in the prep league sweater. It's handmade, suede. Cord me,
bring a mop.
Blood everywhere in there. Boom, swing a blade.
Better double, double.
This microphone crime shit. I did the hit, no sweat. Just a miss the naked I could hardly detect. I'm a suspect, I beat the case. Rarely erase, I use a ballpoint. Hairpin trigger, never play it safe.
Me.
I plan it great, see the mission. I only add on and subtract, no division. Cooking me, can't blow up a kitchen. I'm a verbal meth lab, strategically precise precision. I'm fishing the vision. You pitching and missing. Hey, listen. Spinning.
DJ King Flow. The chosen one, James Bond with a golden gun. Holding tons of weight, got these snakes hissing and smoking tongue. Rolling sums, value double, my pen awoken fun. Broken sponge, couldn't soak up info, I show for fun. Logan Paul in my prime, rhyming has just begun. Rap Shogun, Hulk Hogan, these shines must be done. My cranium, crane kicking sun if you're playing dumb. Miyagi, spit karate, these syllables breaking y'all the crumbs. Get your bread up, fed up these rappers all get eight. Get your 4x4, 16s, let a disaster fade. Master hate, got serious shade off radio waves. Burial page, how I kill a verse and carry awake. Yellow tape across the booth, just like a murder scene. Whatever beat I choose to use, I blackout in between. And this just the beginning, so bear down when you listen. And share the vision, eclipse and sun if you ever dissing. One moment I'ma need so I can prove. Two, motherfuckers ready, what you trying to do? Three, keep it moving. Four, bring the pain. Five, it's my time, my shine, my reign. One moment I'ma need so I can prove. Two, motherfuckers ready, what you trying to do? Three, keep it moving. Four, bring the pain. Yeah. Five, it's my time, my shine, my reign.
It ain't a feature that was hotter if you keep up with the saga. See, I whoop a rapper's ass like I beat up a pinata. In your career, quick as I can eat an empanada. A player, shit, I'm Jerome, I still sleep at the Ramada. My weed is from Nevada, got the beat in Colada. I feel like Pac in his prime back when he was with Kadada. A leader in the rider, I go for broke fam. I put a hole in both hands, you now seeing the stigmata. I hit a new level in height to expand. Niggas stuck in quicksand trying to pedal a bike. They need help, yeah, the medical type. Cause they tweaking me, lose shit, they speaking hypothetical, right? Nobody putting up a credible fight. A few rappers on my dick, so I hold on to my testicles tight. I'm blowing up, this was sitting on a pedestal like. I'm stopping everything moving, that's a federal strike.
One moment I'ma need so I can prove. Two, motherfuckers ready, what you trying to do? Three, keep it moving. Four, bring the pain. Five, it's my time, my shine, my time.
What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, baby? What's up, what's up?
DJ King Flow.
Men special, hood heroes, the block favorite niggas, hand to hand like rock, paper, scissors, chop a brick like they stopped making scissors, add a cut like the pot came with clippers,
them shots rang, the cops came with pitchers, they know that I drive cane, my watch game ridiculous, bricks brought back by a thot named Patricia, lot was made between May and December,
the brick came with a blade in the center, I whipped white and the yellow looking like lemonade in a blender. I came in a Renault.
I came in a Sprinter with more yay than John Forte and delivering.
We share croppers, we share profit. So close to the connected, if our phones connect, he can airdrop it. I don't hear gossip.
Somewhere shopping, got 50 bricks, and I can ship these shits in square boxes.
I'm a real rich ass nigga. You a fake real nigga, but a real bitch ass nigga.
Don't want me to get mad. Wow. I been had hitters tell a wrong joke and end up like Sinbad, nigga.
You been mad, then I been that nigga. Gave him the energy.
Before I was 17, I was playing with felonies.
It don't matter, cause we take felons and make them celebrities. The dot on his head gave him telepathy.
I'm trying to get more homes. Anytime I get one brick, I make four clones. One zip in the four zones. I stretch it. All my birds is injected with hormones.
I let the raw foam and the chloroform stop it, fam. With a pot and pan, I turn a rock to a block of sand. I make a block expand to a plot of land. But I'll abort you. I turn your sonogram to a hologram. Stop hood heroes. The block favorite niggas, hand to hand like rock.
rock, paper, scissors, chop a brick, like to stop making scissors, add a cut, like the pot, came a clip, yo, he's a legend, keep it stepping, Pelly beast and spitting, mean as hitting, knockoffs, be pretending, E for effing, people listen, my pen kick back like you squeezing deserts, he can visit, top 10 big facts, I will eat and shit him out, fucking clicks and clout, punch him in his mouth, or come a different route, bust the fifth and bounce, slump him in his house, funds in big amounts, bars bold, I'm lyrically valiant, repping the Allen, astounding how I left, I'm astounded, down. See the saddest thing in life's wasted talent, nobody cares, only the strong survive, where you could die if you ain't about it, the God flow above you, live from the jungle, knots only hundles, ongoing struggle, carload of bundles, hot holes I juggle, sharp and savage, popping rappers just for target practice, stop the madness, every bar bananas, in the hood with ratchets like car mechanics, how you a snitch, avoiding charges, screaming death before the sign, I fill reports for coppers, pointing fingers for your
brother, don't slip out your mouth with the wrong shit, I tape the handle where the palm grips, and scratch your cereal, that means it's on kids, you clowns is harmless, irregardless, I'm moving heartless, y'all the type to rap to the feds, the plea for bargains, I don't trust shit, I run with wolves and swim with sharks, smoke with vultures, I'm from a zoo, you come in peace or leave a carcass, flip the switch and play the beat, and all I see is darkness, eagle sparking, either flee the scene, or be an equal target, I got people talking, flow Bacardi, tapping chins like I'm Gigante, I've been nice as Diamantes, silk shirt Versace, bushing shit like Luca Brasi, scheming like a Ponzi, slick as all like them Gotti, these sucker ass rappers, Doug, they ain't even half nice, try to skate by and get hit with a half pipe, yeah, that's the sort of double barrel cut down, if he ain't stand up, tell him sit the fuck down,
tell him sit the fuck down, if he ain't stand up, tell him sit the fuck down, if he can't stand up, tell him sit the fuck down, if he can't stand up, tell him sit the fuck down.
No propaganda in this school,
this proper grammar you should use,
y'all castanzas in the pool,
we cock with hammers in those tools,
no grand cameras in this room,
not that slangy slang or zoom,
illegal under verses, cautious, 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 scammer, 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 scammer,
then I'm going grow it. Tell a farmer, more along the lines of a poet. Mountains of marijuana, way too much smoking. Rolling up still, loading up still. Black. Grab a microphone, and it got the same feel. Real powerful rap. Impact, boom. Boom, big tune. Attract eyes and ears when I enter a room. Yeah. Peace with the magnetic, speech is alphanumeric. Play some beats, go ahead and call the paramedics. Let's go.
I hear you.
Hold up. Got plans. Power movements. Get on some rules shit. Some rules shit.
I'm particular to none of them. None of them perpendicular. Extra when I fracture. Mine's is intra-articular. Man, your sword is vehicular. I'm cancerous, the finisher. The answer to the questions and killings, extracurricular. Activity, physically, lyrically, spiritually, I break them down until they worship religiously. Bones, I get stupid and lose it, but don't confuse it. My verbiage could be abusive, unsoothing when over music. You knew that niggas would choose it and use it as an inducive to slaughter. I'm so conducive to killers, I'm the acoustics. Needed to fuel them when feeding, they bang my music, then do it. They can't refuse it, addictive yet therapeutic. Use as you wish, see I'm hood, not Hollywood. Just know that if I'm doing bad, it's all for the sake of good. And for that dough, me and O gon' flow till they let go. And start up a revolution like Malcolm and Pino Pinto.
Ain't nothing changed.
I got plans, power movements, get on some rules shit. I keep living like this,
never was a game.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, Queens. Yo.
Mixtape Addict.
Hey, yo. La Illa Abbas, Garbi, Ayatollah. Y'all already know. Pull a V over. Throw him over. 2-5, R-type. That's why they wanna clone us. Commander. And on my live street, niggas stand up. They meat chasers and stick blowers. Aura on, vibration lower. I tried to told you. Peace to Barcelona. Tighten up the circle, guard. Remain sober, yo. Bang hard. Flame the whole game. They supernova. Speeds on the side. Be moving G-Pack or Dime Block B. Anunnaki, Damaki, L-I-C. Real talk. Yo, niggas is broke. Fuck you thought. Peace to Blast Blood. Just call. Just call. Respect. Respect.
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you, my man.
Likewise, brother.
Yeah, you know we over here, man, from France to the U.S., connecting the dots in the Mixtape Addict show.
No doubt. Love is love.
Yeah, we got terminology in the house, man.
Yes, sir.
Yo, so let me start, man, with the first question. I have a tradition in Mixtape Addict I always ask to my guests. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
All-time favorite DJ would have to be DJ Premier.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I know, DJ Premier.
I know you worked with him on your first single, Watch How It Go Down.
Yes, sir, right there, baby.
yeah, classic joint, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Primo, man. Like, my favorite mixtape DJ is Tony Touch. But if we're talking about scratching and cutting, gotta be Primo.
Yep, for sure. And how did that record affected your career and your life as a man?
Yeah, man, like, you know, it changed my whole life. You know what I'm saying? I was like a young man at the time, and you know, I was working on a lot of music and mixtapes and catching a little bit of a buzz, but it wasn't like, you know, the it wasn't like how it was once I got with Primo. Like, once I did Watch How It Go Down, I started touring Europe. I started touring all over the world and just selling more records. And I just gained more notoriety, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep. And you were killing it back then with the mixtapes too, man.
Yeah, it was going hard with the Hood Politics series, you know, 50 Bodies and linking up with different DJs, having them host the tapes and doing the best of tapes, all that stuff.
Yep. Do you miss that format?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that was a different era. You know, I missed that whole era just overall. You know what I'm saying? The whole era I missed.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been friends with Static Selector since you were like 15, 16 years old, something like that. So can we expect like maybe a mixtape with you guys together in the future?
Yeah, man, definitely. Like, you know, me and Stat have done so much work together over the years. I've involved him in all my stuff. I mean, even like the Paul Wall album that I dropped, you know, last year, that one right there. He had 5 beats on it, and then we did a deluxe, and he had 3 more on the deluxe. So, I mean, you got 8 Terminology and Paul Wall songs just on that album. And then, you know, the first album, this one right there, he had another 5-6 joints on there. You know, so every time I do an album, I try to at least have like 1 or 2 Static joints. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To just keep the relationship going for the fans and all that, you know. Plus, we got the 50 Bodies mixtapes. We got 7 of those that he hosted. So, yeah, man, you know, me and Stat, we got a lot of dope work together.
Yep. And how did that started when you guys were young? Like, what made you decide to, you know, take this shit seriously together?
Well, we both had the same passion. You know, he wanted to be a DJ and then a producer. I wanted to be a rapper. And we were both, like, going hard, like, doing our thing. You know, so we met up at a party, we became friends, and we both had like similar goals. So we decided to just, you know, hang out together and, you know what I'm saying, try to get into this hip hop stuff together.
Nice, man. And I know Static was killing it with the mixtapes. You know, before he was known as a producer, he was killing shit with the mixtapes, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, Static is such a multi-dimensional person, man. He could rock a party, he could do scratches, he does radio, he does mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? He's a DJ's DJ, man. The real DJs, they respect Static heavily.
Yeah, man. And talking about radio, I know you're on Shade 45. So you're not only a rapper, man, but also a radio host, entrepreneur, and all that. Can you tell people about how you got that deal, how you made that happen?
Yeah, the radio thing really happened. I was doing a lot of, like, showing up to radio stations to rap. Starting with like 88.9 in Boston. That started when I was in high school. Then Jammin' 94.5. You know, my love for just being on the air and talking started early, like as a teen. The opportunity for me to be on Show Off Radio came through Static. I just was always hanging out with him, going to his show and being a part of his radio show, whether I was like freestyling. Oh man, excuse me. Whether I was freestyling on his show, sometimes I would co-host. Sometimes I would just sit in the corner and just chill. I wouldn't even talk. I'd just be there and talk to the guests off air. So, you know, just me being around Stat so long, it kind of turned into an unofficial slot for me to co-host. And, like, one day I asked him, I'm like, yo, like, am I official? Like, can I just be the official co-host and interview people and be a part of the show? And he's like, yeah, if you're going to show up every week, you know, you're part of the show. So, you know, he let me be a part of his show, and, you know, I never look back. I'm there every chance I can be there.
That's dope, man. So you're a man that wears many hats, man, you know.
Yeah.
Rapper, entrepreneur, radio host. And, you know, can you tell the people about what you got going on with the Good Dad Gang? I know you've been working on that since, like, maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah, man. Good Dad Gang is a movement I started 10 years ago to just motivate fathers to be in their kids' lives. And, you know, we've helped a lot of dads over the years. We even wrote a book earlier this year, and the book has been helping people a lot. We've been able to do some legendary collaborations with Diamond Brand and, you know, Gangstar with DJ Premier and the Gangstar Legacy, Good Dad Gangstar. We've been able to do some really, really cool things, man, motivating dads and helping dads, you know what I mean? So I'm very thankful and grateful for, like, the Good Dad Gang movement and everybody that is involved in it. And, you know, we're looking forward to taking it to the next level this year.
That's dope, man. That's really nice that you had that idea, because it was not something that people expected in the hip-hop game, you know?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yep.
And where do you see the future of your company, like, in the next couple years with the concept?
Well, I just think, like, since we got into doing, like, the backpack giveaways, and we've gotten to, like, giving back to the community. Now we're writing books. We're talking about public speaking, you know, going to places to speak. I'm just thinking that we're probably going to keep doing more philanthropy work and more giving back to the community, more books, you know, more clothing collaborations, you know, more events and stuff like that. You know, just in that space, helping kids, helping dads, you know, just helping people overall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel? Like, if you go back in your past, would you ever think that you'll become a writer one of those days on the national scale?
Yes, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's not really something that I knew was gonna happen. It just, once I got the idea, I knew that I could do it. The same way, you know, I've been able to create all these albums and do all these tours and write all these rhymes, do all these features, be a part of a radio show, drop all this merch, sell all this merch. You know, I'm just one of those people that when I get an idea in my head, I know how to execute it. I just got to make a plan and sometimes save the money or find the funding, and then, you know, I get to it.
Yes, sir. That's a real entrepreneur mindset right there, man.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah. How important do you think it is to be a businessman and an entrepreneur when you're an artist in 2024, especially in those days?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that it's really everybody's dependent on their self these days, whereas before, everybody was like, all right, I'm a rap, and then I'll get a deal, and then the label's going to blow me up. And now, with the declining of labels, I think that everybody has to be their own boss. So, you know, everybody having to be their own boss, their own investor, you know, do things on their own, it kind of turned into that kind of world. So when it turned into that kind of world for me, luckily, I was ready because I already owned my own independent label and I was already rocking independent. I've never been on a major label. I've had some big deals where they had a nice budget and they were able to have some good resources and people behind my projects. But for the most part, I've done all this stuff myself.
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to do everything yourself and understand how it works, because you keep your integrity and you keep control of your art too.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, man. A lot of people put out music and then they don't own their content anymore. They don't own their name. They don't own their logo, their brand. They don't own their music. They don't have rights to say what happens to the music and where it goes. And that's just a shame, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have you understood that at a young age, like before you started your career, you knew how to maneuver into this industry?
Well, I started rapping at a very young age. I started rapping at 9 years old. I'm 41 now. So, you know, that's my whole life pretty much. And I got my first demos done at 14 and 15, you know, recording hundreds of songs. And then, you know, my first shows, I was like 16. You know, my first music came out on vinyl when I was in high school. So I've been doing this my whole life, you know what I mean? So it's I don't know nothing else. I don't have a job. I don't have a 9-to-5. All I do is rap. So, you know, I've mastered this craft in this game.
Yeah, man. Been doing your thing for a while, since like 05, 06, I think.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. And now that you know, you did so many great records and work with legends and established yourself as also, you know, one of those underground legends, like, where do you see yourself, like, in the next couple years as an MC?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I do, man. Keep doing music that I love, the type of music that I love. I never changed. I've been doing the same music since I started, with traditional hip-hop, boom bap, a little bit of touch of R&B, a little bit of, you know, different kind of things going on, but I stay true to my sound, that Static Selector sound, that Primo sound, that Pete Rock sound. I stay true to that sound, and, you know, whatever new hot artist comes out or a new hot producer comes out, you know, I'll link with them too and try to update my formula to move along with the times. And, you know, every now and then I'll take a risk here and there. I'll do like a different type of beat or a different type of concept, but I pretty much stick to the script. And, I think that I've built up a core fan base of people that love me and are here for me. As long as I want to drop music, I got people that are going to listen.
Yeah, man, you've always been like true to your sound. You've never been a sellout, you know, like a lot of people. I won't say names, but you know, you always been true, man.
Yeah, man, a lot of people got into, you know, hip hop for different reasons. Some of them got into it for money. Some got into it for the fame. But I really love the culture, man, and I love what I bring to the culture, and I wanna go down in history as somebody that really loved the culture.
Yes, sir. We've been, you know, we've been fans for a long time, you know, especially out there in Europe. And early in the interview, you told me you told the world in Europe, you know, working with Primo and the single Watch I Go Down. So what's your favorite memories from out there?
Man, I spent a lot of time in Europe when I first blew up, like pre-internet. It was like right around like MySpace.com days and stuff like that. But yeah, we had a great time. I mean, this is before FaceTime even existed, you know? Like, my first year of tour was 07. Then my album came out in 08. I went on tour with Red MF through the whole US for 60 days. Then, like, the whole 2009, I was in Europe, all over the place, from Spain. You know, I went to Paris. I went to Switzerland. I went to Italy. Just, you know, all over Europe, man, just hip-hop camp, you know, Germany, like, Norway, Sweden, Lebanon, just all over the place, bro. Like, it was mad crazy. Greece. And I fell in love with it, you know what I'm saying, because I got to go be in a part of a whole different part of the world, and all those countries are different, even though they're all in Europe. They all have their own different type of customs and food and, you know, style, and people dress different, people talk different. So it's cool, man. I was able to really just go see the world off of hip-hop, and I pretty much never had to pay anything out of my pocket to go do that. It was kind of like I got to go to 50 countries for the free, you know what I mean, for like a free. It was a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, but it also was like I got to travel the world for free because I'm a good rapper. So I think I was very blessed to have those experiences, and every time I get an opportunity to go to Europe, I never turn it down. I always go.
That's dope. Yeah, man, Europe got love for you, man. And, you know, like you said, it's different cultures, different food, different languages, but people speak the same language when it comes to real hip-hop out there.
Absolutely, brother. Yep, you're damn right.
Yeah, yeah, man. And how did it affect you as a man, like, when you came back from this tour, you know, working with Red and Meth, traveling the world, like, how did that affect you? Like, you sat on your couch and been like, shh, damn, I did that?
Absolutely. But, you know, it did make me feel a little bit, like, it made me feel good, but when you're an intelligent person, it's kind of hard talking to people that are not intelligent, and it just made me realize, like, a lot of people in America, they think they know what's going on in the world because what they see on TV, and they don't know. Like, I had to come back and educate people. Like, oh, you think it's like that over there? It's not like that. It's like this, you know? And I just felt like I felt very privileged, you know, that I was able to see things. But I also kind of felt like sometimes it was hard for me to have conversations with people that had never been anywhere. Because I'm talking to somebody, like, that really don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, this conversation is not going to be that great because you're going to talk to me about very limited topics. You know, yeah. Whereas me, I was able to go all the way to Japan and China and Taiwan and, you know, Bangkok and all these, all over Europe and, you know what I'm saying, the Caribbean and Hawaii and Alaska. You know, I've been so many places, and these places are places that the average person doesn't get to go to. The average person works a 9-to-5, they work mad hard. If they're lucky, they get to go on one good vacation a year, and they'll never go to all these places that I went to. Maybe four or five of them, if they're lucky, they might get to go to. So it is a little bit hard because you kind of get put in a box of like. You can only have certain conversations with certain type of people now because there's only a certain type of people that are that well versed in traveling.
Yep, and maybe they've seen it on TV or read books about it, but it's nothing like living this life and meeting people, you know, that fuck with your music, you know, like see the reaction when they hear your music on stage and all. It's really, you know, unique life experiences.
Definitely, and when we started doing rap, like, it was cool to do backpack rap. It was like in style. And then around the time where like Puff Daddy was making like the shiny suit era rap, like the late 90s to 2000s, it turned into like backpack rap was looked down on. People were looking down on it. Like, nah, I want to be commercial and make music, big music. So like, I don't want to be underground. So that kind of like put a negative connotation on what we do. And people would sometimes, especially at record labels, when I came out with Watch How It Go Down, a lot of people be like, oh yeah, Term's dope, but he's just underground. And it's like, nah, it's not just underground. Underground is a subculture of hip hop with has millions of people. So that's not even underground. You know what I'm saying? But they would misconstrue me doing underground hip hop boom bap sounding music with me not having any fans. And then they'll see me in Europe, you know, doing a show with 500 people sold out, 1,000 people sold out, and people knowing the music, and they're like so confused because they're like, damn, I thought he was underground. And it's like, yeah, you thought, but you don't understand that this music is the original hip hop music, and this music has a crazy fan base. And, you know, don't get it twisted. Like, we actually are going to be here when you guys and all that fad fades out, because all that fad did fade out. Nobody does shiny suit rap anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you had all these different waves that came and went, and what always stayed, underground rap, is bigger than it's ever been right now.
Yeah, man, I think that's the secret to making timeless music, man. Just got to be true to your art and not try to do like everybody else. Because like you say, when you try to be commercial, there's a peak. Well, you might get some money, get some fame, that's cool, but this shit gonna go down one of those days.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I was watching the interview with, what's his name, who just died, rest in peace, Rich Homie Quan. He was on Math Hoffa's show, and there was an interview where he was saying, like, yo, when I had my hits out, I was making $50,000 a show, and I got used to that. And then, like, when I didn't get no hits no more, that shit went all the way down to $10,000 and $15,000 or $5,000, whatever. And he's like, damn. He's like, I ain't, you know, I'm alive, I'm living. But he started living thinking he gonna make $50,000 every day, every week. So what you do? You buy the mansion, you buy the cars, you this, that, and the third. And then when that shit ain't hitting no more, you lose everything. So, you know, not really telling people to live within their means, just telling people that, you know, enjoy it while it lasts and make sure you do good with what you have.
Yep, for sure, man. And do you have, like, any advice for the young upcoming MCs that want to follow the same path, you know?
Yeah, I'll just say, man, just make sure you do good work, you know, good artwork, do good business so people don't be ripping people off, you know. Stay true to your word and try to be original, man. Everybody already sounds the same, so, you know, it's okay to have, like, you know, do what's in style. But at the same time, man, try to have your own identity.
Mm-hmm. Real talk, man, real talk. So everybody that's listening right now, make sure you, you know, get those words of advice from the homie Terminology, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I see you have a UGK t-shirt on, bro. So we're going to talk about that, man. What's your relationship with your relationship with Texas music? Because you dropped albums with Paul Wall, you did some shit with Bun B, and it's nice to see the combination of the East Coast rap and the Down South rap, because I'm a fan of Down South rap too, man. You know, it's a lot of dope MCs out there. So what's your relationship with the Deep South?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that, like, you know, Bun B, when I dropped Watch How It Go Down, Bun B reached out to DJ Premier, and he said, yo, who's the Terminology kid? I want to work with him. And, you know, that was in, like, 2006, and we met Bun, you know, 2007. We ended up doing the first record, which was Watch How It Go Down. I mean, How We Rock, which was on my first album in 2008. And then, you know, the rest is history. Like, from then to now, I got 25 songs with Bun. He's been on almost all of my albums. You know, that led to him teaming up with Static and making Trill Static. They got 3 albums out together. And then, you know, Static got cool with Paul, which he introduced me to Paul, which led to me and Paul having 2 albums together and a deluxe album together and working on a whole new album together, you know, which led to some legendary collaborations and me going to Houston a bunch, making a whole bunch of videos down there with Paul and Bun and other guys. So it's just, you know, they got a very deep love for the type of music that we do, and we have a deep love for the kind of music that they do. And you know, once we realized after we did How We Rock and it worked out perfectly and it meshed perfectly, man, the floodgates opened up with that combination of like Term and Primo and Bun, then Term, then Static and Bun, then Term Primo, Term Bun MOP, you know, Term Slain Everlast Bun B, you know, these combinations we were putting together were just crazy, bro. And they were working, you know. And then, you know, once I started working with Paul, it was the same thing. I started Term Paul Wall Diamond D, Term Paul Wall Dame Grease, Term Paul Wall Large Pro, Term Paul Wall P Rock. So, you know, just like bringing our world to them, you know, mixing Boston, New York, and Houston just really has been a really cool sound, because you get the MCs that are from Houston with all their slang and their terminology and like their swag, and then you mix it with the production from New York City guys. It's been a beautiful thing, man.
Yep, that's what happened when you combine talents, you know, from different places. As long as you have the same love for the culture, it's gonna come out dope at the end of the day, man.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to Paul Wall, shout out to Bun B, shout out to Static. You know, the marriage that we've all been able to form with this music stuff has been a beautiful thing, and it takes all of us. It wasn't one element. It wasn't one person that put it all together. We all put it all together. You know, Bun reaching out to Primo was the thing that set it off. And then, you know, Static hooking us up with Paul Wall was the thing that set it off, you know what I'm saying? And just Bun B and Paul willing to be A-list artists and have big hits and then come down to the underground to rock with me and Static, that set it off too. So it's like we all had to be down to do what we did, and we were, and it's been a beautiful thing for hip-hop.
Yeah, man, those two projects are super nice. Everybody that's listening, you know, make sure you go check this shit out, man. Especially, you know, for people like me, you know, like I've been a fan of Down South hip-hop, been a fan of East Coast rap, so to see you working with Paul Wall, it's super dope, you know, and it's opening people's minds too.
Yeah, definitely, man. And Paul, me working with Paul taught me a lot, because he's an OG, he's a veteran in the game, he's a much bigger artist who rocks much bigger crowds, and he has big hit records. And then him rocking with me taught him a lot, because he's like, oh, okay, this is how they do it, like, you know, in New York and this level, you know, in Terms level. So it's cool, man. We were able to teach each other a lot of stuff. And I think that's what it's all about, is the OGs, you know, teaching each other and teaching the younger generation until we, you know, all help each other get better.
Yes, sir. And talking about, you know, Texas MCs, like, if you had to choose another Texas MC just to, you know, drop some balls on the track with, who would you pick, man?
Definitely Scarface, man.
I knew you was about to say that.
Yeah, I always wanted to work with Scarface. There's some other guys I want to work with, too. I mean, me and Paul Wall are working on the third album right now, so nope. I think I told them that maybe on this album we can tap into some of the Texas legends, because we pretty much focus more on like getting you know, different type of artists. We got AZ on the last album, which is crazy. We got CL Smooth on the last album, which is crazy. We always have Bun. You know, we got Petey Crack. We did a song with Petey Crack and Diamond D. Then we got one with Bun B and Large Pro. So I mean, we've had some really cool combinations. But yeah, me and Paul were talking about, you know, possibly just tapping into some different type of H-Town legends to hop on the next one. So you should see that, you know, sometime next year.
Dope, man. I hope you're going to work with Zero soon, man.
Yeah, that'll be dope. I mean, me and Paul talked about it. So, you know, let's see what he wants to do. Paul's a busy guy. He drops a lot of music too, and he's always on tour too. So, you know, we'll see how that comes together.
That's dope, man. Well, I wish you nothing but the best, man. And those two albums with Paul Wall was fire. So now I'm hearing that you guys are working on a third one. That's super dope, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for taking your time out.
Yeah, man. You already know, man. You know we're keeping the culture alive worldwide, bro.
Yep, all day, bro.
Yeah. And do you have any last words, man, for the people that rock with you all across the globe?
Yeah, man. Love is love. Your boy Terminology here. Support my music. You know, follow me on Instagram at TerminologyST. Make sure you go check out my Bandcamp. I got all my music on there. I got vinyl, CDs, all autographed by me. You can download the music. I got all my mixtapes up there, from the ones with J Dilla to Static to my album with Fame from M.O.P. to, you know, my whole catalog is up there, man. So a lot of times people don't know where to get my catalog. Go to bandcamp.com/terminology. Check out my music, and, you know, love is love, man.
Yes, sir. Everybody that's listening, make sure you go on our Bandcamp Terminology, also on gooddadgang.com, if I'm not mistaken, to get the book and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you for your time, my man.
All right, my guy. Easy.
Yes, sir. Take care. Peace.